Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jairus Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. He used that outstretched arm and that mighty hand of his. Amen. I just pray that you have more joy in your heart and do not let the world trouble your heart. Amen. I pray that you are overcoming all your obstacles and challenges in Jesus' name. And I just pray that you take it one day at a time. You keep fighting the good fight of faith. And I pray that you keep your eyes on the prize and you stay on that narrow path for the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank God for another day. Let us thank God for food in our belly. Let us thank God for roof over our head. Let us thank God for clothes on our back. Amen. Let us thank God for just getting us through the day and protecting us from on the road, on our travels, walking, running errands, job, work, school, whatever you did throughout the day. Praise the Lord. Give him the glory for giving you the strength to press on. Amen. You have some little mood swings or some emotions or feel some type of way, but God gave you that firmness, the ability to keep on pressing on. Amen. He gave you the strength to push through the enemy's plan. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. The enemy's busy, but I serve a God who's much more busier. Amen. We serve a much more creator. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Thank you all so much for listening and support. I truly appreciate all of you. I love you all. Praying for you all daily. All right. We have to pray for one another, encourage one another, uplift one another in these last days, in these end times, in the days of Noah, in these perilous times. We have to praise the Lord. Amen. Do not let the enemy steal your joy. Do not let the enemy stop you from praising him. You're going to praise him till he come back, even in the afterlife. Amen. Yes, yes. We're going to praise him forever. All right. We got that forever type praise, not that temporary praise, not that once in a while praise. You praise him forever, forever. Okay. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, family. Greetings, shalom, people, the body of Christ. What's going on? Welcome, welcome. God bless you all. Greetings, shalom. All tribes, all nations, all peoples, all languages, all tongues, all four corners of the earth, all races, all faces. Whether you're an Israelite or a Gentile, whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him some glory. Give him all the glory, all the praise. And let us just thank for everything he's brought us through and still going to bring us through. All right. You are not a finished product. God is not finished with you at all. Amen. He is not finished with you. Amen. At all. You are not damaged goods. You are a peculiar treasure. Amen. You are a special treasure to him. Amen. You are not damaged goods. You are not washed up through the washing of his word and through he washed away your sins. Amen. You still got a lot ahead of you. Amen. The Lord has a lot in store for you. He has a lot to put you through. Amen. For his glory's sake, for your testimony. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, all of our mind, heart, and soul. Yes, yes. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives. Let us always spread his word and his gospel. Give him the glory. All right. Let us keep our hands on the plow and be diligent people forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Hope that you all had a blessed week, a blessed weekend. Whatever you're dealing with, just trust in the Lord and put it in his hands and keep improving and developing and maturing. Amen. The Lord is purifying you. He's refining you. He's molding you. He's shaping you. He's stretching you. All right. That's why your life been the way it's been lately. You wondering why things feeling the way it is? The Lord is molding you. Amen. Getting you out your comfort zone. All right. Putting you in that oven. All right. He's refining you. So don't take offense and take it all and wallow in it and be so, feel some type of way about it. Just stay encouraged and count it all joy. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. One day at a time, one day at a time. All right. So in today's message, we have a church note from Jen DeLeon. All right. Y'all know how I love these church notes weekly. I feel like it's always a great way to end the week and an even better way to start off the week. Amen. So just something to reflect on. We're just going to read this church note that we'll close out with prayer. We'll close out with the priestly blessing. We'll close out with giving God all the praise, honor, and glory forever, and also praising his son. Amen. All right. So the title of this church note is called Holding Patterns, Jen DeLeon. All right. So here we go. Holding Patterns, Jen DeLeon. You're about to be set free from the holding pattern you've been frustrated with. Holding Patterns, Jen DeLeon. Let us go to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 1 through 10. All right. The book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 1 through 10. Amen. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter in, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you're doing this, say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to. Then the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." All right, let us continue this church note. All right. God is getting ready to let you go. When you're busy, you get frustrated with holding patterns. There are times in our lives where God will put us in a holding pattern. There's a difference between relaxation for renewal, intentional holding. But when my intention is to move and I feel restricted, it produces a different reaction, anxiety, and frustration with stagnation. I thought I'd be married by now. I thought I'd have my degree by now. I thought things would be better by now. If you're not adding to me, you're subtracting from me. If you're not an asset, you're a liability. It's one thing for me to know I'm stagnant, but it's another for you to observe the fact that I'm still where I was and I start making excuses. You're watching time pass away. Everybody in here has some area in your life that you wish were further along. Being stuck is expensive. It can cause you to have hypertension, physical disorder, etc., etc. Holding patterns can be dangerous because there is an expiration date on how long I can wait. Have you ever had people expect things from you that were not on your agenda? On your way to the crown, you've got to go through your cross. God has not forgotten about your crown just because he put a rest stop at the cross. The strong people that everyone calls when they're in trouble, the wise people that everyone calls for advice, they think you never get tired and you're on call 24/7 to be there for everybody else but you. But you have to walk through the expectation of you don't need encouragement. You don't need to be lifted. Be careful of one-sided relationships where they always take and never give. Eventually, you'll be depleted because it's all about what you can do for me. And sooner or later, you get tired of people that only call you when it's about them. It's a terrible thing when people's expectations don't line up with your assignment. God knows exactly where you are. You've been trying to explain to me where you're at. You've been going to therapy trying to get them to figure out where you're at, but I know exactly where you're at. He has a plan for my pain, a fix to my problem, an answer to my crisis. You've been in a holding pattern, but you've been cleared for takeoff. Jesus knows where I'm at, and he's coming to loose me and let me go. You thought you were restricted, but the truth is you were reserved. Sometimes God will put you in a holding pattern, waiting on all the conditions to be right to loose you and let you go. You're not there because you did something wrong. You're not there because you're stupid. You're not there because you're insufficient. But because God works all things after the counsel of his own will, he had to wait for the right time to loose the rope from around your neck. Beware of people who only dance for you when there's something in it for them. Some of the folks that are dancing around you are not really for you, but God is still going to use them to loose you for what he's about to do in your life. You've been in a holding pattern long enough, but God said, I'm going to loose you. Just when you thought it was too late for your purpose, God is going to set you smack dab in the middle of his will. It's going to be big. That's why you had to hold, wait so long. That's why the enemy tried to fight you so long. That's why all the hell broke loose. That's why you almost gave up. I didn't wait this long for a little thing. What God has for me is worth the wait. What God has for me is worth the tears. What God has for me is worth the agony. I'm going to go through it because I got Jesus on my back, and he's going to prepare a way for me. God has prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies, memories. Today is a morning of loosing you from holding patterns. You've been faithful in a holding pattern. You've been praised. You've praised God in a holding pattern. You sang in the choir though you were in a holding pattern. You've been coming to church, watching online, though you were in a holding pattern. Every restriction that you believe him for is about to be released. Every dead dream in your life is about to be resurrected by the power of God. Amen. Boy, oh boy, that was a church note right there. I was even smiling reading some of these. Amen. I was joyful reading this. I'm glad I received this church note today. What's so cool and funny about this, too, is I actually went to a church today earlier. I randomly just walked outside my house and walked to a church nearby my house up the street. And the pastor spoke, and the speaker said something similar to this about being set free and liberty in Christ and things of that nature. So I know this word is good confirmation. Amen. And I pray that it blesses your life. You know, Jesus is the one that sets us free. I love that book of Mark chapter 11, verse 1 through 10, where, you know, the colt never been ridden before, and they untied it, and then Jesus started riding on it. And it's like, hey, man, you know, the Lord is going to use us and get us going, man. Oh, man, that's just beautiful gospel, man. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful word. Amen. I pray that you could apply that to your life. I pray that you put the Lord first after hearing that, man, and forevermore. I just pray that you believe in the supernatural, man, how God's going to turn it around. He's going to turn it around. You've been so held back and held down and pressed down, but watch how he uplifts you. Watch how he uses you and exalts you. Watch how he gets the glory and uses you, man. Just watch. All right. Just watch, man. It's beautiful. Amen. That is a word right there, man. Ooh, so much people that feel so restricted and rigid and just held back. And oh, man, trust, man. I know, man. Trust. That's the word right there, right? That is the church note. Just beautiful, man. You know, we serve an awesome, mighty God, don't we? We definitely do, man. He is going to set us free. There is freedom and liberty in Christ. Don't you ever forget that. Amen. The devil is mad. Whew. Satan angry. He is angry. And that's good. The Lord gives us all that joy and praise, and it's just too awesome. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the church note from Jen DeLeon. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam. Yes, yes, the hope for humanity. He is the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. Yes, yes, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal, the king of Israel. He is the king of kings. Amen. The king of kings and Lord of lords, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the living waters, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord Yahweh Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Hayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Yehosha. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the sustaining, the sufficient one. He sits at the right hand of the Father. The carpenter could fix all things. The great physician could heal all things. Amen. The God of heaven and earth. Amen. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Yes, yes. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection. Yes, yes, he is our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrector, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Elohim. Yes, yes. The word of Elohim, the word of life. Yes, the word of true salvation, the word. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all, we serve an awesome creator. His son is amazing for dying for our sins. His son is just way too awesome. Amen. Yes, he is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Yes, yes. In the authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored, healed, delivered, set free. Oh, yes. Liberty, peace, joy, blessings, favor, abundance, life, renewal, transformation in your life. I speak those things over your life. Faith, stability, courage, love, joy. Amen. Strength, man of valor, woman of valor, prayer warrior, renewed, restored, rejuvenated. Oh, yes, resiliency. I pray you're resilient. You bounce back. You're on track now. You bounce back. They try to hold you back. Look at you now. Look at you now. Blessed footsteps, blessed hands to prosper. New mind, new heart, new soul, born again, new creation in Christ. Yes, yes. He changed your life. He turned it around. Miracles, wonders, signs. He gave it all to you. Confirmations, visions, dreams. He gave it all to you. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. There you have it. Whew, there you have it, people. He set us free. Amen. We're free indeed in Christ. Amen. Yes. 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 You are free in Christ. You are free. You are set free in Jesus' name. Yes, you are. You are free. Free from generational curses. Ooh, free. You free from diseases. You free. Free from that toxic person. You free from that toxic situation. You're free. You're set free. You're about to move out. Look at you. About to move out. About to move to a new place. You're set free. New opportunities. Amen. Yes, y'all. So there you have it. That is the word for the day. That is a church note from Jen DeLeon. You are set free, people. God is breaking them habits in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask of the will of anything his father. He's asking his son's name. Amen. Yes. So I would love to just close this out. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you turn from your ways, you change from your old habits, and you constantly do better for the Lord. I pray that you give your life to Christ. You start over, you have a fresh start, new beginnings, a new life. Amen. I just pray your hands are made to prosper. The things that the Lord got in store for you, only he can open that door. Amen. And nobody could close it. The door that the Lord opens, no one could close it. Amen. Don't ever forget that. Yes, yes, y'all. Y'all stay strong in these times. Stay strong, people. All right. Now we're going to go with this priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
Dream.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.